This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I didn't have the busy throat earlier. I do now, though, but anyway. Old Grandpa Badfinger has made a choice. Quite underwhelming, it may be. It was more complicated for him than his usual choice of what flavor mush he is having for breakfast. He had to choose a vice presidential running mate. And as people who are smarter than me about such things have observed, he didn't really have any good choices. And yet, he still made the junkiest one with the most baggage. So, we all know this already. It's Kamala Harris. He'd probably call her a Kamala or something like that. It had to be, unless Old Finger was a complete idiot, in which case, oh, right. And, you know, people, you know, we all knew he was going to make a bad choice. I was sort of thinking he was going to go with Stacey Abrams, to be honest with you. But that, you know, now he's picked the Botoxic one. Hugh Hewitt aptly suggests that he did not make the easy hard, and Harris is certainly known for easiness. On paper, she checks the right-left boxes, but there is a problem of her being totally unlikable and having called the doddering puppet a racist during the primary. But hey, that's just politics. Also, the Democrats don't actually care about racism, so when push comes to shove, the fake concern gets shoved. I just happen to think she's terrible. What is the name of the person saying, I was torn between Trump and Biden, but the gal who has seen Willie Brown naked has convinced me to cast my ballot for the senile old weirdo? Who is that? Now, some of the other smart blue checks thought Susan Rice would get the conservatives riled up, but any of those bozos would do that. And Susan Rice is a stiff and a reminder of all things Obama. Who exactly outside of D.C. is all Susan Rice? Hell to the yeah. No one. She was designed to not overshadow Biden, which is a knock on Harris, whose grasping, grating ambition will compel her to overshadow him. But then that bar is lower than Bill Kristol's popularity at CPAC. Why not Elizabeth Warren? I never thought that Shefet lies with resumes was enough of a person of color to qualify. Although, but white is technically a color. And besides her ethnic fail, Gretchen Whitmer was out because she gives off the vibe of one of the bulwark staff of on-call dominatrixes. Karen Bass had to explain on TV that she is not a communist. And that killed her with moderates because she had to explain on TV that she's not a communist. And it killed her with the left because they believed her. Val Demings was not going to be picked because do you even know who Val Demings is again? And honestly, she's one in the cons feared the most, and they didn't much fear her. Rumor has it that Stacey Abrams actually took herself out of the running because it involved running. So there were no good choices. Harris may be actually the least bad of all the choices he had to make. And she's really bad. And combined with the fact that the 25th Amendment is lurking out there like Bruce the Shark eyeing swimmers off Amity Beach, this was a big decision. The guy who is utterly senile picked from a pack of losers. And as of right now, I do believe the president has this now. But if I were Krusty Von Amtrak, I would hire a food taster. Now, I talked a little bit about the war gaming that the Democrats are doing right now, considering the election coming up, because everybody out there is thoroughly believes, everybody, all the forward-looking ones think that Trump's going to win. So now they have to think about this, right? So they want to steal how they want to figure out how to steal this. And after Grandpa Badfinger selected Lady Mac Willie Brown, their last hope, their last best hope, seems to be the military marching in and removing Trump from the White House after he wins, and they refuse to accept the election results. But would the military actually do the bidding of the coterie of Marxist Muppet masters with their fingers ironically up inside Joe Biden like he's a crusty senile hermit? Which he is, except for the real Miss Piggy isn't a manifestly mentally incompetent socialist Trojan frog. And I'm going to refer to her from here on out as Botoxic K. Between the permacoup against the American people and the mainstream media's myriad and shameless lies and the Democrats' election fraud agenda, including the golden ticket to anarchy that is mail-in voting, it's clear they're not going to accept Trump's impending victory. And it's also clear that their plan is to sow chaos when they lose with outright ballot box stuffing, riots, and endless counts and recounts so they can obscure Trump's win enough to create a patina of fake doubt about the result. They will rush into some Hawaiian courtroom and get some Hawaiian judge to announce that the Delaware basement crustacean won the election. The idea is then to have a deus ex militaria where somehow the establishment gets reestablished forever at gunpoint. And the leftist elite is said establishment. It's not completely crazy to think this, unfortunately, when you consider whether the military, at least a portion of it, would cooperate in a leftist attempt to seize power. Here is the troubling truth. The generals absolutely will fall in line with the leftist elite. And right now you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a minute, aren't the generals and the majors and stuff conservative? Well, in temperament, yes, but they're not conservative in terms of American politics. And for that reason, it is entirely possible, if not likely, that many of them would take the side of the leftist establishment on called upon to resolve a disputed election instead of demurring to the politicians to decide the matter themselves. And it's sort of scary just thinking about it, you know. The generals are absolutely a part of the leftist failed caste. The generals, and I'll use this to describe the majority of senior active duty officers, Colonel, Captain, 06, and up, note that reserves officers have a slightly different perspective, being civilians most of the time, are creatures of the establishment. And it's absolutely true that many of them showed great courage in battle against foreign enemies and made great personal sacrifice. It's also true that in the culture war, they've been entirely AWOL. They are terrified of crossing the establishment by doubting his preferred mores, and that's why they accept every bizarre modern social justice warrior trope, regardless of its effect on combat readiness. They will charge a jihadi with a bayonet and wet themselves in the face of an irate Kirsten Gillibrand. Very weird, but it's very true. And here Trump and his populist movement are agents of rapid and disruptive change. The military in which these generals grew up and which gives them their identities is the least disruptive institution in American society. The lengthy and laudable tradition of civilian authority over the military makes it instinctively against rapid disruptive change. So even though the Democrats have moved left, they maintain a headlock on the institutions. So right now what you're seeing on CNN is an endless array of Obama-era generals out there that got appointed because they believe, like a police chief. It's not impossible to consider. Still a problem if they decide to go their own route. Still a problem. They still would have generals themselves don't fight wars. They have to get people to do it for them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Every time you, me, anybody that carries a gun, anytime we go out into the world, there is a slight possibility that we are going to have to shoot somebody in self-defense. Most people who carry guns are actually very, very, very good at doing that. They actually, I believe the percentage is like 97 or 98, 98% of the time in defensive gun uses, the trigger is not pulled. And that's a good thing. If you are carrying a gun, you should do everything you can to keep from shooting somebody. That's not about, you know, sparing the perpetrator or anything else, being merciful. That's because everything changes for you when you do. Even if everything within the legal system goes perfectly, everything changes for you when you do. Now, because you are law-abiding, you shouldn't have to fear arrest or prosecution if everything meets the standard, whatever your state is, for employing lethal force. You shouldn't have to worry about it. But this is where elections matter, because for the very longest time, we've had a bunch of local judges that, in a lot of cases, it can be a hostile legal system. So here's five reasons you should consider things when you, the first thing you could do is get to know a good criminal lawyer. You know, there's plenty of organizations you can join right now today that will give you legal services. But gun control politics are very rife within the justice system, depending on where you are. And all you have to do is read the news, like in St. Louis right now. All you have to do is read the news, and then you can realize Second Amendment rights and the fundamental right of self-defense are always under political fire in various places. And your fate could lie with people who fundamentally disagree with your pro-2A politics. And a lot of Americans have been victims of this infested criminal justice system. And depending on where you are, whichever jurisdiction, an accusation alone can strip you of your right to purchase a gun, suspend your license or permit, to carry a handgun. In 2015 alone, 289,223 firearms were recovered by the police and traced by the ATF. Simply being indicted makes it unlawful for a federal firearms licensee to sell you a gun under 18 U.S.C. 922. You might even have to kiss your gun collection goodbye. So, that's just if you shoot somebody. There's all kinds of other stuff. Divorce, civil commitment, guardianship, protective order. Number two, the system can be rigged against you. So in a lot of cases, you may be guilty until proven innocent. Now, the criminal justice system is designed for criminals. We've all heard the phrase innocent until proven guilty. That's referred to as due process. Where do you see that anywhere? It is a very lofty ideal within the legal system, but in practical application, this concept is of as little help as you are getting chewed up and spit out by the conviction machine. This happens every day to people who didn't do anything legally wrong. The U.S. Attorney's Office reported that 99.8% of criminal cases where guilt or innocence was decided brought by the federal government result in conviction. Therefore, you've got a 0.2% chance of escaping the white-hot guilty brand, and that's the feds. The states are not much better. This is because these governments and these states have unlimited resources. This is why getting one of these agencies to work with you is not a bad idea. Number three, bad guys lie and good guys make mistakes, and even flimsy evidence can get you arrested. This is where you got to be really good at what you're doing if you're going to use a gun in self-defense. You'd be really well off if you got a set of Bluetooth earbuds that you can put on if you feel like you're going to have to use a gun. Have 911 ready to go. Call them while you're in the middle of the gunfight, if it's possible. I mean, it's not possible, but after everything is done, call them. Call the authorities. Give them your description. Hey there, I'm a Caucasian, bald guy. I'm almost 60 years old. I'm wearing a white shirt. I have a set of earbuds on and a gun. Somebody just tried to rob me. Somebody just tried to kill me. You don't want to There's a lot of things that can get involved here. You can have misidentification, misapplication, forensic science. You can be arrested and charged based on nothing more than the word of a liar who just attacked you. So you got to be first. Number four, an accusation alone can ruin years of your life. That's just plain and simple, you know, fact. And number five, even if you win, you still lost. A jury finds you not guilty of your criminal trial. Well, you just had to spend a whole bunch of money on lawyers. A competent legal defense can rack up hundreds of thousands of dollars. The government has zero obligation to pay your attorney's fees, lost wages, or medical bills. And just when you feel like your troubles are over, you get served. A jury saying you're not guilty of a crime won't stop you from being pulled into the civil justice system by your attacker. And those get very expensive, too. In the meantime, you get to live with what happened. You get to see it over and over again. In all honesty, the very best thing that can happen in an armed self-defense event is for it to happen where you're not normally there. Yeah, this is not a place you normally go, because whenever you go to where that happened, like if it happens in your home, you will be reminded of it. If you, they're coming in a window, busting in a door, whatever it is, every time you see that entryway, you'll remember it. You'll see it. You'll see the event happening. You'll see the smoke. For those of us that are out there that worry about things like reputation and everything else, you get, you know, after you get dragged through all of this stuff and everything comes through and everything else, you still have the, you know, the reputation sullied. Although, at the end of the day, the thing to count on, the thing to try to buoy your spirits would be that you are still with us to mount this legal defense, to mount this reputational recovery, which is a lot better than the alternative. Believe me, it's a lot better than the alternative. But just some things for you to think about, because I think we're about to be in a time to where the odds, the percentages might go up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says a peace agreement has been agreed upon by Israel and the United Arab Emirates. On Twitter, the president calling the agreement between two great friends a huge breakthrough.
Just a few moments ago, I hosted a very special call with two friends, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed of the United Arab Emirates, where they agreed to finalize a historical peace agreement.
Unemployment claims fell to less than a million last week for the first time since the pandemic hit the United States in March. Eric Trump, the president's son, saying the economy is turning around.
Well, listen, if you look at the last 3 months, right, 9.3 million Americans went back to work.
That number much lower than analysts had predicted. You're listening to USA Radio News. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says Americans should mask up when they're going outside their homes.
Every single American should be wearing a mask when they're outside for the next 3 months at a minimum. Every governor should mandate.
Fueled by drought conditions, wildfires are continuing to burn across the western United States. Fires are continuing to burn in Arizona, Colorado, and California. Daryl Osby is a firefighter in Southern California. He says they're doing what they can to control the fires.
We have a lull in the fire because of the cloud cover, but we're concerned that once this cloud cover goes away, they're going to see a lot of active fire activity, especially tomorrow into the weekend. So we're going to do all that we can today to try to do the best we can to contain this fire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary 3-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Several of the 2020 Democratic primary candidates favored the abolishment of the Electoral College. Or, as once confident candidate Elizabeth Warren put it, I plan to be the last American president to be elected by the Electoral College. You see, the problem is this. In the major population centers, those are all blue enclaves. So they're going to win them. They're going to win the popular vote there. But whether they win the popular vote by 1 or by 50 million, which is probably theoretically impossible to do, they get the same amount of electoral votes. In California, which I think is the biggest one, you can only get 55 electoral votes. It doesn't matter by how many votes you win. This is something that is put in place to where we're not the United States of California or the United States of New York. We're not supposed to be that. We're not supposed to be run by big states. It is the same reason that we have the Commerce Clause, whereby you don't have the big states dictating to the little states how they're going to govern their states. You see it all the time. I know it's been a much maligned clause in the Constitution, but you see it all the time where they get out there and like in Chicago or New York or New Jersey, they'll get out there and say it's the lax gun control laws of the states around me. If there was no Commerce Clause, they would be able to dictate certain things that happen in various states. So among the left, since between 2000 and now, the Electoral College has caused some grief. Al Gore and Hillary Clinton, respectively, won the popular votes, but like three earlier presidents, they lost the Electoral College voting. And with it, they lost the presidency. The Founding Fathers saw a purpose in the Electoral College. It ensured that small rural states would retain importance in national elections. Which, you know, that's a good thing. The Electoral College lessened the chance of voting fraud affecting the outcome of a national vote by compartmentalizing the outcome among the various states. It usually turns the presidential election into a contest between two major parties that alone have the resources to campaign nationwide. It is the, it's the opposite of the parliamentary system of Europe. There, a multiplicity of small extremist parties form and break coalitions to select heads of state, sometimes with no transparency at all. Yet to change the U.S. Constitution is hard, and that's by design. Historically, an amendment has required a two-thirds vote of both houses of Congress and an additional ratification by three-fourths of the states through votes of their legislatures. There is a chance that some states could render void the Electoral College without formally amending the Constitution. So to try to circumvent this, the Democrats have pushed the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, an agreement among a group of states that would force state electors to vote in accordance with the National Popular Vote and ignore their own state tallies. And already 15 states, totaling 73% of the 270 electoral votes necessary to win the presidency, have joined. Leftist academics have an array of proposed constitutional changes. Why do two Wyoming senators each represent about 290,000 voters, while California senators represent 20 million voters? Now, if you want to, you can try to forget that the founders established a constitutional republic, not some radical democracy, in order to check and balance popular and often volatile public opinion. One way they did this was to create an upper house Senate that would slow down the pulse of the more populous House of Representatives. But nevertheless, there's an ongoing effort to dream up ways to create more and apparently leftist senators, to change rules rather than the hearts and the minds of the voters. In his recent eulogy at John Lewis's funeral, which I was not a big John Lewis fan simply because it was politics, but that was it. Man, this man had a life of public service, you know, whatever it was, and he deserved to be eulogized based upon his life. But oh no, Barack Obama, who gave the eulogy, decided he proposed statehood to leftist Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico. That gives Democrats four additional senators. Others want senators allotted by population. That was the argument in a recent Atlantic article titled "The Path to Give California's 12 Senators and Vermont Just One." And there's nothing in the Constitution that specifies the exact size and makeup of the Supreme Court. It only offers guidance on how justices are appointed and confirmed, and that there will be a Chief Justice. But since 1869, the Supreme Court has been fixed at 8 associate justices and 1 Chief Justice. Democratic primary candidates Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Beto O'Rourke, and Elizabeth Warren said they would consider ending that 150-year tradition and pack the court with additional justices in the fashion of Franklin D. Roosevelt's failed 1937 effort. This is because the left is very afraid of what is coming, which will be a second Donald Trump presidential term that is probably going to give him maybe 5 picks over 8 years. The effect of these appointments that he's going to make, will probably make, he's already done 2, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is ailing, the effect of these appointments could be mitigated by expanding the court to 12 or more justices along with altering the rules for selecting them. Obama also called for an end to the Senate filibuster. He claims it was a relic from the Jim Crow era used to stymie needed social change. Obama apparently believes Trump will lose the election and Congress with it, but he also seems to fear that fundamental progressive transformation could be checked by a filibuster-happy Republican Senate minority. Democrats were very happy with the filibuster, or the mere threat of the filibuster, from 2017 to 2019, when the Democratic Senate minority blocked much of the Trump agenda. See, these guys, if they get power, they don't intend to ever lose it again. No. Efforts to change time-honored rules for short-term gain is becoming more common. Sanctuary cities nullify federal immigration law to empower legal immigration. Illegal immigration, that is. The non-enforcement of laws against rioting and looting has become common in big cities. The First Amendment is inert on college campuses. But the left should be very wary, because politics are volatile and they change. When they destroy long-standing rules for short-term advantage, they may regret it when they, too, find themselves in need of some sort of sober tradition and the U.S. Constitution. The other thing is, as they normalize violence, remember this, violence is hard to control. Violence is very hard to control. And the biggest problem they have is they're outmanned, coming from gun-free areas. And there's only so many generals in the army. The field officers would have a little bit to say about what actually happens. So, I don't know. Just something for you to think. Consider, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger, the Seleuce line, militia line, Providence, Reformation. It goes on and on. I need to find out about Reformation. I haven't heard the latest update on that. I know they're working on it. Right now, at this particular moment, I am so happy that I am not in Portland. There's no place I'm happier not being than Portland. And this is the same nation now that houses Chicago and Detroit and Baltimore and St. Louis. So Portland, that says something there for you. Now, in most of those cities, if someone tries to hurt the police, they will be arrested, prosecuted, and possibly convicted in a court of law. Due process will probably be carried out, but an effort will be made to right the wrong of someone trying to injure a law enforcement officer. In Portland, this is not the case. And we get this. Scores of 500 people who were arrested during the nearly 75 days of violent Portland riots will have their charges dropped by the new Black Lives Matter approved district attorney. Multnomah County District Attorney Mike Schmidt announced that his default position is not to prosecute and that most crimes by rioters will be forgiven and forgotten. This list of crimes includes interfering with a police officer, disorderly conduct, and rioting. Criminal trespass, harassment, escape in the third degree, riot, sometimes in some circumstances. Attacks on police officers and resisting arrest will be scrutinized based on whether, and we're not making this up, whether or not the police caused the rioters to react because they used tear gas or other crowd control measures, causing rioters to instinctively lash out. Who's seen that Dirty Harry movie, The Enforcer? Who's seen that one? I think it was called The Enforcer. I'll have to look that up. Let me give you the premise. A bunch of cops, David Soul, I can't remember the kid that was in Animal House, he's in it, Kip Niven, and Robert Urich. Tim Matheson, he's the other one. Four motor cops, foreign motorcycle cops, in California, in San Francisco, decide that the legal system is not doing anything. So they just ride up on people and just blow them away. They don't have to worry about a legal system letting them loose. They don't have to worry about a legal system not prosecuting them. They just kill them. Now you sit back and you look at this and you say to yourself, well, this is not leaving a lot of room for these guys that are doing these jobs. So I'm almost certain we're not going to see a bunch of guys with 357 Magnums riding around on police motorcycles killing people. But, I mean, you look at this thing put out by this guy who's supposed to be the top cop in the area, the top cop, and you just want to go, sweet dancing baby Elvis on a Cold Fusion-powered surfboard. What? Schmidt is taking the look what you made me do defense seriously. Because that's what he's arguing. He's claiming that the police using well-proven crowd control techniques on rioters somehow makes it their fault if the rioters hurt them. Now, I could sit here and just go, are you really saying this? Are you kidding me about this? But this is Portland. People there actually mean this kind of nonsense. They actually seem to believe that anything they do to the police is justified. And what's worse is that the people that are not the police that live in Portland seem to want this kind of thing. Now, all of a sudden, I look at some of the things we get out there and we talk about, like no-knock raids and the kind of things that happen like they did in Louisville with Breonna Taylor. And we say to ourselves, we got to reform this, right? We got to reform this. But then we have this kind of reform where we go way over on the other side. The pendulum goes way out there. I don't believe the police should have carte blanche to do whatever they want, free from repercussion. But the use of tear gas and these other crowd control measures has been a long-established policy for trying to break up things like riots. And now they're being basically told that if a protester physically assaults them and causes injury, the DEA office is not going to do anything about it. So I guess they need to speak harshly to these people or something. Schmidt is also not prosecuting people for curfew violations either. So, in other words, Portland is without rule of law now, because the DA is more concerned with appealing to the mob than doing his damn job. This is truly, absolutely pathetic. But it's also a case of all but begging for Portland to burn. The rioters they're going to feel emboldened by all of this. They're going to continue their antics until things get even more out of control. So don't be surprised to see Portland do a reenactment of the city of Atlanta following General Sherman's visit there. Because if no one is going to stop them now, why should they believe anyone is going to try and stop them later? And if and when that happens, the last people Schmidt needs to look for to blame is the Portland Police Department. Now here, I wanted to throw this in here because I was talking about the generals earlier. I've been very concerned for the very longest time because of the divide and the fact that we just don't, the left will not engage us in any sort of a real conversation, that we are headed towards a civil war. And I'm not alone in this. The Antifa goons may not be particularly effective in their tactic, but that doesn't mean they're going to stay that clueless, because combat brings experience. Now, they're likely to learn, but they're probably going to get something stupid. But we've seen an escalation in violence where many on the left are now using guns. And there's a viral image of protesters holding guns in front of a pickup truck. So then I saw this today. A U.S. Air Force helicopter was shot at while flying over Virginia and was forced to make an emergency landing, according to something called McClatchy. While the event is being initially revealed on Wednesday, the event occurred on Monday, according to military officials. A crew member who was not identified was injured and was treated at a hospital and later released. The FBI dispatched special agents and its evidence response team to the Manassas Airport after receiving reports that a helicopter was shot at from the ground nearby. The FBI Washington field office is working jointly with our law enforcement partners, including the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, to determine the circumstances surrounding the incident. This is not good. During Vietnam, when jet pilots would be coming in, they'd be coming in on a bombing run, they would fly low to avoid the SAM missiles, the surface-to-air missiles, that there was a lot of them in Vietnam, in the combat theater, if you will. But then people would engage them with small arms and shoot them, you know. It's not like you shoot them once with a rifle and it takes the aircraft down, but what it does is it disables it if it hits it in the right spot. Because these things are, you know, they got fuel, they got all kinds of hydraulics, they got oil, they got all kinds of systems in there working, and they're not designed to be perforated by a bullet. Now, this could have been a simple case of negligence. Maybe somebody hit the helicopter because they were shooting up a hill, and they didn't have an appropriate backstop. Maybe somebody was shooting in the air, and they didn't realize the aircraft was even there. Or maybe they were trying to shoot down a helicopter. And it was a Huey. Now, a Huey is very hard to take down compared to, say, a Huey is completely mechanical. When I was stationed at Fort Campbell, this is when the Blackhawks had just been, had not been in service that long. And the commanding general preferred to be flown around in a Huey. Because a Huey is a very formidable aircraft. But our best case scenario is that, you know, this was some sort of a negligence accident. But this is not something we can assume. Not with things as they currently are. So find it. Stock up on ammo as best you can. Because escalation seems to be around the corner. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Rick Ector from On Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.